The black flag of the self-proclaimed Islamic State is flying over the Iraqi city of Ramadi. Islamic State fighters seized control of the city over the weekend as government forces collapsed. Thousands of civilians have fled. Those left behind face a chaotic situation.
No food, no fuel, no electricity. It's very difficult there.
That's Sheikh Hekmat Suleiman, political advisor to the governor of Anbar province. Ramadi is the provincial capital, and the local government has also fled the city. Suleiman spoke with us from Baghdad, from what he described as the province's alternate headquarters. And how long do you think it would take if the city is to be retaken from Islamic State fighters? When would you expect that to happen?
It's a very hard, long procedure, I think.
A very hard and long procedure?
Yes.
Are we talking weeks? Are we talking months?
Months.
As NPR's Alice Fordham reports, people inside and around the city are waiting to see what happens now.
After they took Ramadi, ISIS released this footage to YouTube of a city that used to be home to hundreds of thousands. It now has smoke rising in the distance, burnt out Humvees, and seems eerie and empty. Many have fled. There are reports hundreds of people have been executed by the group, but a few have stayed behind. NPR reached one of them, a restaurant owner named Sama Abdelkarim, by phone. He says ISIS say they're there for the long haul. Abdelkarim said the extremists promised within 2 days they will restore electricity, garbage collection and healthcare. They put their own preachers in the mosques and told men to stop selling women's underwear, but sought to reassure people, telling them not to be afraid and not to leave the city. In Baghdad, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi responded belligerently to the takeover, vowing punishments for soldiers who deserted and promising to retake the whole western province of Anbar with soldiers, local tribal fighters and pro-government militias, who are now gathering in their thousands at a nearby military base as if for an imminent offensive, though they won't commit to a start date for the operation. Volunteers flying in Iraqi military planes uploaded videos of themselves enthusiastically vowing to defeat ISIS. But the problem is the vast majority of the militias are Shiite Muslims. Anbar province is overwhelmingly Sunni. With Iraq's bloody history of sectarian violence, some local leaders in Anbar say they think the pro-government Shiite militias are as murderous as the Sunni ISIS. Researcher Donatella Rivera of Amnesty International said in a recent interview fears of sectarian violence by the militias are justified.
All of the militias have a very well-proven track record of committing very serious human rights abuses, including war crimes.
A veteran Sunni politician, Saleh al-Mutlaq, reached in Baghdad, says he hopes the militias attack ISIS and not civilians in Anbar. But he stresses that for months, local Sunni fighters have been asking for arms to fight ISIS. But he says over a crackly phone line, the government didn't come through.
So they stayed without arms, and the situation is a catastrophic one now.
A catastrophic situation, he calls it. In a sign of the deep suspicion common in Iraq, he even speculates the Shiite-led government weakened local Sunni fighters on purpose, so they had an excuse to send in Shiite fighters to control the city. Alice Fordham, NPR News.